Okay, we're doing Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chaf Hey, but the explanation is in Perek Yud Pasuk Gimel in the Meiri. The Meiri has in Perek Yud Pasuk Gimel he has two explanations for that pasuk. It's the second explanation, and he actually quotes this pasuk. So that's the way we're going to explain the pasuk. Okay, but the pasuk is. The tzaddik eats to be satisfied, but the stomach of the rishayim will always be lacking. Okay? We're learning eating as literal. Okay? All right. So the question is, why is the rasha will always be lacking? The answer is, the rasha will always be lacking because if you eat for pleasure, so then that awakens the desire. In America, you see there's really an addiction in food. Why? Because people have all the good foods, all the tasty foods. They only eat for taste. But the truth is that that only we start off in our society. We actually start off with an addiction. So the thing is that we have to undo the addiction. That's the problem. But the thing is that's why he's always lacking, because an addiction means that you're constantly lacking and you constantly need to be satisfied. While the tzaddik eats either to just to be satisfied or to remove hunger. Or he eats healthy foods, that which give real nourishment, and he just goes for the practical. So therefore, since he lives by the practical you could be satisfied, but a fantasy you can never satisfy. And an addiction is just a certain fantasy that can never ever be satisfied. So the consequence here. Is that you'll never be satisfied. That once you have all the desire awakened, you cannot be satisfied. That's the consequence for indulging in foods.